Well, hold it. Stop the dial right there. You've reached the 100-watt wonder, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough.
And this is the West End Report on Friday, the West End Report on the Arts. And your West End Report is WCOM's own local news weather report every weekday night from 6 to 6:30. So listen in and listen up. This is 6 o'clock news. It's brought to you by Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carborough, 27510. And to learn more about their real estate services, go to communityrealtync.com or call 919-932-1990. Before I'm going to turn this over to Jackie, who's going to tell us all the fun we can go out and have this weekend, I have some great news about the weather.
Oh, good.
Our current it's been delightful today. Absolutely beautiful. And our current temperature today now is 86. Low tonight supposed to be 62. Scattered evening thunderstorms, some clearing late. Winds from the northeast at 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow the high is 86. Low 60, mostly sunny, cooler, less humid, highs in the mid to upper 80s, probably mid-80s. It's going to be a great weekend. We've got a Canadian air mass coming down for the next 3 days. So overnight, it's going to be lows around 60, Sunday high 86, Monday high 83. So enjoy it, because then it's going to start heating up again.
Well, I'm glad to hear about the cool down anyway.
Oh, it's beautiful out there right now, guys and gals and people. Go out and enjoy it and feel it while you can, because we'll heat up again next week. So, Jackie, what do we got going for us this weekend?
Well, there's a little bit of stuff going on around town. We'll start with the Art Center. I get all this information from the various websites. Are you hearing me, Audrey?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just checking the board here, and you're looking fine.
These aren't, you know, these headphones. Anyway.
Right. Now we've got lopsided headphones.
Yeah.
So Jackie is leaning which way? Leeward or
I'm
seaward?
I don't even know. Okay. At the Art Center, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. Tonight is 10 by 10 in the Triangle, an international festival of new 10-minute plays, 10 plays, 10 actors, 10 minutes, 10 something. And that, I think that's going on through the 22nd. The Art Center Main Gallery features Amanda Barr, Summer Rock, July 1st through July 31st, sculptures and mixed media collages, fun interactive art about summer, rock, fun, sea monsters, and innocence. The East End Gallery features photography by Alan Deemer. And at the Carborough Century Center, which is located at 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarborough.org, tonight is Contra Dancing in the Century Hall.
Have you ever gone Contra Dancing, Jackie?
No. Well, I've stopped in there the very first week that the Century Center opened.
Mm-hmm.
They had a dance that was either that Friday or Saturday night. And in fact, I think it was the very first event we had there. It was an art opening mm-hmm. downstairs. And we heard all this racket upstairs. It was Catherine and I. So we went up there to see what was going on, and it was Contra Dancing. And I had never seen it or, you know, never heard of it or uh-huh. anything. But
it's very popular.
It's very popular. Yeah. And since that time, the room was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine it's pretty much that way you know, time they do it. And that's from 7 to 11:30 tonight, so mm-hmm. there's plenty of time. It's a very kind of free-form, you know,
yeah,
dancing.
They usually have a caller or somebody there, and they've got the band playing. I believe it's a live band, isn't it?
Yeah. It was the night that we were up
right.
there.
Right, I think it generally is. And it's not square dancing.
No, it's not square dancing.
But it's still a form of line dancing.
Well, it didn't look like that to me, uh-huh. but we didn't stay for long. It just looked like everybody was kind of doing their own thing
right.
when I went.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's pretty active stuff, though. They were all jumping around.
It's good exercise.
Shaking the room. The art at the Century Center is Glow, Dine, and Anne Randolph Herbert, Delightful Lawlessness. Together with her niece, Glow and Anne have collaborated and are excited to show their respective abstract work. This comes down on the 27th. So if you'd like to see it, get over there and see it soon. At Carborough Town Hall, the art is Amy Richards' new paintings. Acrylic paintings explore the shapes and colors of contemporary little girls' playsets, comparing and contrasting the emotions evoked by these toys as both a child and now as an adult. And this also is through July 27th. You can get into the Century Center this evening because there's an event there, but you probably can't get into Town Hall. Usually on the weekends you can't. At Cat's Cradle, 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com. Tonight at 8:30 is An Evening with Arrogance. That's the name of the band, Arrogance.
Oh, okay.
An Evening with them. And tomorrow night...
I was going to say that. Now, that's kind of a challenging idea there.
Yeah, it's a strange name for a band, An Evening with Arrogance. And then tomorrow night is at 9:30 is Gravy Train, Ex-Members, and Robo Sapien. And at DSI at Carmel, their website is DSIComedyTheater.com. Tonight at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat. At 11:30 is a hip-hop concert, the ultimate open mic concert, featuring music by DJ Gonzo of 88.1 FM and North Carolina's premier MCs at the Dirty South Comedy Theater in Carborough, North Carolina. Get hype with The Lion King, Tune, Focus, and Larazzo Show. Who knows how that's supposed to be pronounced. And then tomorrow night at 5, they have the Comedy Sports for Kids. At 7:30, they have the regular Comedy Sports. At 9:30, they have Best Show Ever. And at 11 is Improv Late Night. DSI Comedy Theater presents an incredible late night of comedy with Ka Jones and Papa. These names are just really trying my phonics or whatever it is, pronunciation. Papa Fibonacci. Maybe.
Fibonacci.
Yeah, that sounds right, right?
You say it fast and slur it.
Come watch these testosterone-filled teams take the stage to improvise, ready to kick comedy butt. Change that last one because I know the rules.
Uh-huh.
I think. That might even be wrong. I don't know. Anyway, McDougal Schools is the art exhibit into the future, an exhibit by young artists curated by Alex O'Connor. This runs until October 21st, so you've got plenty of time to get out there to see it. It's an exhibition. It's a collaboration between the Carborough Branch Library's Arts Program and the After School Immersion Program at the Art Center in Carborough. Young artists created art based on the theme transportation, past, present, and future. And at NC Crafts Gallery at 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com. is Leslie Goodrich of Asheville. She creates mixed media with wood, metal, painting, and found objects. And at Nested at 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, is Renee Trimmel, scratchboard drawings of birds, bats, and botanicals.
That's an interesting combination.
It's a nice little show.
Sounds nice. Sounds interesting.
She does botanical illustration. Mm-hmm. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And at Open Eye 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com. Local artist Jennifer Hutchins captures serene and peaceful landscapes in oil paintings. These are quiet reflections of the artist's own travels. And in the back gallery is Maggie Grace. Tonight at Open Eye, they have tango. Learn to tango with the Triangle Tango Society. That's at 8 o'clock. And on Saturday night, they have HWYL, an original alternative Celtic rock band with flavors of early 60s British psychedelia. So put on your 3D glasses, and I won't tell you what else to do, but go on up there and check it out. At Paget Station, 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com, is photographer Timur Hammond. And at Panzanella at Carmel, panzanella.com, we have Brushes with Life, Art, Artist, and Mental Illness. This exhibit runs through July 29th, so it's also on its last leg. The name of this exhibit is also the name of the Patient Art Gallery at UNC Neurosciences Hospital. It is part of the inpatient and outpatient care of people dealing with It's part of the Schizophrenia Treatment and Evaluation Program, the STEP program it's called, at UNC, which provides inpatient and outpatient care of people dealing with psychotic symptoms or illnesses such as schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. The gallery features artwork and poetry from STEP inpatients, clinic outpatients, and clients from Club Nova, a local clubhouse for the mentally ill. That's in Carrboro.
They have some very, very beautiful work there.
Yes,
it
they
really
do.
Is.
They do.
It's interesting because you have the, in dealing with the psychology of creativity, there's that line there.
There's
the when it becomes too much.
Right. You know? There's a very fine line. But that's true of all artists, I think, you know.
Right.
And they're, yeah, it's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. So if you haven't seen it, try to get over there because it's the last day for it is July 29th. And then Eduardo Lapatina is going in there with an exhibit. At Wutini at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro, wutini.com. This is another, I want you to just look at this and tell me how, do you see?
Parascavedicatria, phobia. Okay. Parascavedicatria phobia. So it's a phobia about parascavedicatria. See,
I know exactly
what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yes, parascavedicatria, it sounds.
That's the name phobia Richmond represents. When we first heard the name of this show, we were very scared. So scared, in fact, that we forgot to post it sooner. Remember last week
yes.
I didn't have...
Yes.
Then we realized what the word means. Fear of Friday the 13th.
Okay.
So who's afraid of what exactly? You'll have to come on in and find out. This show has some very interesting work. If you've never been to Wutini, just go by there and check this out because it's very different.
That's what gets me because it's another word like that, trichodexophobia, which is fear of the number 13.
Oh, I thought maybe that was fear of, what'd you say,
trichodexophobia, something.
I thought maybe it was a fear of prostitutes or something, I don't know.
Somebody who's making tricks, huh?
Turning tricks.
I knew it was something in there.
Okay. Weaver Street Market on the Lawn. Weaver Street Jazz on the Lawn. WeaverStreetMarket.com. July 22nd from 11 to 1 is Different Drum, an American music with a world beat. Just a reminder that the Carrboro Film Festival will be happening on November 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. So if you've ever stepped foot in Orange County, you are welcome to make a 20-minute or less movie. The early submissions deadline is August 30th, and the final submissions deadline is September 20th. And you will save half of your fee if you get it in before August 30th, so don't procrastinate on this one. The Carrboro Art Committee is in search of a new Carrboro Poet Laureate. The deadline is September 15th, and the Poet Laureate will be introduced and will read their selected poem at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th, 2007. And I have one more thing. I have to take it out of my purse because
you were hiding it.
No, I just got it today and I forgot about it. This is a Chapel Hill thing, but I'm still going to mention it. I ran into Steve.
Well, we consider Chapel Hill part of our listening audience.
Mm-hmm. I ran into Steve Wright from the Chapel Hill Public Arts Commission, and he gave me this. This is an opening on Sunday at the Chapel Hill Library. This is one of the shows that the Chapel Hill Public Arts Commission puts on. And it's called Truth, Faith, and Uncertainty.
Hmm.
And it's, excuse me, artist Julie Armbruster and Keith Norval. The reception is Sunday from 2:30 to 4 p.m. It's open to the public at the Chapel Hill Library at 100 Library Drive. And this, Steve said their work is very interesting. And I did see, I get email from them, and I saw a couple of the pictures of their work, and it does. It looks really great. In fact, I may have to go by there and check it out on Sunday.
All right. I like the title, Truth, Faith, and Uncertainty.
And he said it's kind of cartoonish, like this flyer is. But anyway, he said it's very interesting. And neither of them are from Chapel Hill or Kerber. They're both from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in North Carolina, though. Mm-hmm. So they always have good shows. I don't know if you've ever seen the shows. And this is downstairs, primarily at the library. You know, you go in and go down the stairs on the left. Uh-huh. And there's hallways down there where they...
That's at the Chapel Hill Library.
Chapel Hill Library,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I mean, worth going through.
Yep.
That's it?
That's all I've got.
Well, why don't we do... I brought in a little something that I haven't listened to for a while, but I heard it while I was sitting over at one of our local eateries that makes great sandwiches, namely the Skylight, and heard this and had to track it down and figure out how I could get a copy. So listen up. It's Warren Zevon. Ain't That Pretty at All.
I've heard all they have to say. I've done-
Well, that was Warren Zevon throwing himself against the wall, and I just...
I was running my mouth all through it, so I didn't hear it.
Well, I recommend hearing it sometime. We're recording this, so you'll hear it.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple of public service announcements we can give about things going on around town.
And let's hear them.
One of them is an invitation to join the People's Channel on July 21st, which is tomorrow, from 6 to 8 p.m. in a celebration of localism, local community media, local food and wine producers, and local musicians and artists.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
All under one roof at the Horace Williams House.
Cool.
Yeah. And the event is made possible by the Chapel Hill Preservation Society and co-sponsored by orangepolitics.org.
Oh, that's neat.
There's a suggested tax-deductible donation for delicious local food, entertainment, and community building. Learn about the importance of keeping it local and help support a healthy community. It sounds great.
That does sound great. The Horace Williams House is a very interesting property. Mm-hmm. I don't know if have you ever been up there?
You know, I've been around it. I don't think I've ever gone.
Really? You should go in. Mm-hmm. They have great art exhibits in there.
Uh-huh. I keep hearing about things happening there.
Yeah, but, and you can rent the space.
I've only lived here over 25 years.
I know, isn't that funny how you... There. I probably never would have gone if it weren't for the art exhibits that I heard that went on there, and then I eventually started working with them.
They have some events on the lawn there during the year,
too. They have an Easter event and a 4th of July event, at the very least. I know that those are the two that right off the bat. They're also doing a film series over there, if I'm not mistaken. Hmm. They're doing something. It's on their website.
Yeah. Well, what else is coming up? There is something else very interesting over here at the Carr Century Center on the 28th. And it's a holistic expo. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 28th. And
now, what does that mean, holistic?
Well, it is a local event bringing triangle practitioners of alternative spirituality and healing to our doorsteps.
Huh.
So holistic meaning that rather than your traditional medicines and ideas, et cetera, this looks at things that combine mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It is co-sponsored by the town of
Town of Carver. Really? I'll be darned. I hadn't heard a thing about that. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned it. Of course, I've already got my Malik, my acupuncturist.
Right.
He studied Chinese medicine. He's real. He's been studying Chinese medicine for years. And it's along those same lines.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why I was a little bit late, because I just got done over at his place.
Yeah, I know. I've known several people who have received acupuncture, I guess you would say.
I'll tell you, it has really helped me.
It's a powerful and actually good process.
Yeah, it's funny when they stick the needle in, how it's just like it connects with an electric circuit or something, you know? You can
When you get to some of these things and you combine, you look at the ways that Chinese medicine and Western medicine overlay each other.
Right.
They don't exactly match. They're not exactly the same, obviously. But there are places where they overlap and they agree. There's a synchronicity there.
Yeah, I think one of the main differences to me is just the use of, you know, drugs.
Yes.
In regular medicine, you know, you go to the doctor, he gives you drugs. Mm-hmm. With Chinese medicine, it's not like that, you know.
Yeah, they expect you to do something, too, as well. It's not just take a pill and keep on doing
the
things.
I don't like taking pills.
I don't
either.
Know? So anyway, July 28th at the Century Center, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So what else do we have coming in here? One last thing, and this is going into the future, but Shikori Hills welcomes fall with their first annual Hoppin' John Old Time and Bluegrass Fiddlers Convention, Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd.
Yeah, that's way in the future.
That's way in the future, but put it on your calendar. And I think that just about is bringing us down to the wire.
It's all over.
It's all over, folks.
Y'all have a good weekend, and if anybody has anything arts-related that they'd like announced on this show, email it to jackie@carborough.com. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Sounds like a cheer. J-A-C-K-I-E. Okay. We'll see you next week and tune in again Monday, and we'll have Rocco again on the West End Report, I believe. So enjoy the
COM welcomes the support of the Carborough Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carborough's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carborough. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.